that it was not only on the part of the different nationalities, but there was conflict among the types. Mm-hmm. The white had just as many problems as the black had.
Sure.
And there was a lot of hatred and bigotry there.
Yeah.
And it came to light.
Yeah. Well, now when you were younger, things were just completely segregated.
Completely leveled.
Yeah. Was it rough here during the war? Did you have problems during the war?
I don't think so. Too many problems. I mean, I was young growing up. Judge Hemmings' grandmother used to oftentimes, I mean, she didn't take everybody on, but she very often used to state that my dad's children were her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And you take with the Hemmings, I've always been. You take the Swan, one of the richest families that were living in Paratang. You take Mr. Elmer Swan, the smallest one. You never see it in the conflict of the nationality to them. Everybody was human beings.
Uh-huh.
And it was great living. Take Mr. Farr, he was Canadian. His sons and I grew up together. We worked on the farm, around together, and we did a lot of fun. We swim together, we ate together.
Uh-huh.
No fighting, no spit of fat.
Yeah.
But no such thing as gun fights, stick fights, and like that, like people have today.
Yeah.
You just didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see, what was your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name was
And was she from Powhatan?
That's right.
Too? Whereabouts was it in that kind of shoe?
That's in Mishaw, Virginia. That's why the Mishaw seat. It was named after the old original owner of Flea, W.W. Mishaw. Everybody used to use the term there. Mark Williams was his title to be addressed.
Sure.
And see, he owned those slaves, and he had three types of slaves. He had the field, the yard, and the house.
Uh-huh.
The field men was the one that worked. The yard one kept it pretty nicely. And the house one, they lived just as nice as everybody wanted.
What did your mother do out there?
Well, my mother, she was very young at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But her daddy was doing the slave year. See?
Uh-huh.
So the only thing I was, my mother was born well along with doing the lease of the slavery situation after doing Abraham Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
setting that liberty of the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was a free agent. He was a Cherokee Indian. He didn't build.
Uh-huh.
So you see, that makes me the day of being of the black and the Cherokee Indian.
Uh-huh.
And I have more of the Indian blood than I have of the black slave.
Uh-huh.
Of the Ethiopian tree, all the way to the Algerian.
Uh-huh. Well, let me see, your mother's father then was a slave out there. You know what he did? Do you have any idea?
Well, he was around the house.
Uh-huh. And your father, you say, was a Cherokee Indian. Now, what about your mother's schooling? They didn't have much schooling, though.
Not much schooling.
She go to school at all, you know?
Yeah, she went to school.
She could she read and write?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She had elementary education.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And sometimes in those days, they tried to keep people from learning that, didn't they?
Not too much. That was some. It's like I said, there was a division there. There was a certain type, which was you take the house. They got all the benefits of that. They got the gravy as well as the meat.
Mm-hmm.
So you take the yard, he was portioning. Now you take you take the field, he was deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing he knew was work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why the opportunity, the problem came in.
Yeah, that's just it. Okay. Well, let me see, that takes care of your grandparents, I guess. What about, are you married now?
Well, I'm separated now.